This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever heard someone say, "What I give to the Lord is my business. I'm accountable to no one but the Lord"? Well, unfortunately, that response is not in harmony with what we read in the Bible. All of us should have a system of accountability to help us maintain our financial commitments to God's work. I'd like to share with you four ways the Apostle Paul held the Corinthians accountable for their financial commitments.
Number one, Paul sent Titus to help them complete what they had promised to give. Number two, Paul then wrote a personal letter encouraging them to finish the task, to complete their promise to give. Number three, Paul then sent two brothers with Titus to make sure that the Corinthians had collected the money they had promised. Number four, Paul alerted the Corinthians regarding his personal plans to arrive with some Macedonian Christians so that they would be prepared and no one would be embarrassed.
All of these conclusions can be supported from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, but listen to this final passage that demonstrates why the Corinthians needed accountability.
If any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, would be put to shame in that situation. Therefore, I considered it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance the generous gift you promised.
Well, this biblical information may surprise you, but I'm glad Paul wrote what he wrote. And let's remember, he wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm glad he wrote these things because I need accountability. What about you?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.